Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. If you like it, secure it and move it to higher ground. A nor'easter is bringing rain, wind, and possible flooding our way this weekend. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
And we are going to see this powerful storm system coming northward this weekend. It's going to spread increasing wind and rain our way starting late tonight with conditions deteriorating tomorrow. The worst of the wind and rain, though, that's going to be late tomorrow through Monday as the storm stalls for a time to our south. Coastal areas, they're going to face the biggest problems. Significant coastal flooding and beach erosion are likely. That is due to the prolonged wind and rain effects. We also have wind damage that can also occur just about anywhere with gusts of 40 to 60 miles per hour, although the worst effects and strongest winds are likely to be over eastern Long Island and down along the Jersey Shore. General flooding is also likely to occur with 1 to 2 inches of rain and even locally higher amounts. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, with all those warnings up, the city has issued a weather alert talking about strong winds, heavy surf, potentially major coastal flooding. Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel tells 1010 Winds.
What we're looking at is mostly coastal flooding. So this is areas in and around New York Harbor. You know, New York City is a coastal city. We have a lot of coastline. If you live in and around the Rockaways, Staten Island, in and around Jamaica Bay, New York Harbor, those are all areas that will be affected by coastal flooding.
Governor Hochul's issued a storm warning for the area, urging New Yorkers to prepare. New Jersey's already set a state of emergency to start tonight. Tomorrow, Staten Island Half Marathon canceled. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather updates, the forecast, everything you need to know. We'll get you through. A 16-year-old girl is fighting for her life after a crash involving a teenage driver in Brooklyn. This happened just before 3 p.m. on Narrows Avenue yesterday. Police say an 18-year-old woman in a Jeep Wrangler lost control and slammed into a small sedan driven by a 34-year-old woman with a 65-year-old woman passenger. And then police say the Jeep hit two 16-year-old girls and three parked vehicles. One of the 16-year-olds is critical, the other stable. Both taken to the hospital with leg injuries. The people in the cars were all taken to the hospital in stable condition. No arrests so far. Police say the investigation continues. A vigil today in Brooklyn in the wake of last weekend's deadly police shooting in East Flatbush. Councilmember Chris Banks says he will join family members of Royston Bacchus Jr. and local faith and community leaders to mourn and call for accountability. He tells 1010 Winds.
We believe that part of the process of bringing a community together and getting some degree of clarity is healing and also making it clear that we want clarity as to what took place, and we want the footage released as soon as possible.
The vigil is this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the corner of Ralph Avenue and Clarendon Road. There's no word so far on when the footage might be released. Authorities could soon compare Gilgo Beach serial murder suspect Rex Huerman's DNA to another killing for which another man is in prison. Suffolk judges granted a request from John Bitroff's lawyers to compare unknown DNA at the scene of a 1994 murder to Huerman's in hopes of clearing Bitroff. Huerman is charged in a 1993 murder of Sandra Castillo, which Bitroff was once a suspect in. The judge pointed to that in granting the order in the case of Colleen McNamee. Prosecutors had urged the judge to deny the motion, calling it a misguided attempt to connect Huerman to the case. He has pled not guilty to the murders of seven women. Bitroff was convicted in 2017 in the death of McNamee and another woman. Word this morning that the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James was a surprise to USAG Pam Bondi and other Justice Department officials. ABC News is reporting that they expected President Trump's handpicked prosecutor Lindsey Halligan to move ahead on the indictment, but were not informed until she presented the case. Meantime, New York Democrats are uniting around James, saying that indictment crossed a red line.
Democratic mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani called the indictment a persecution of Tish James, and he says it does not occur in a vacuum.
It occurs within a context of the weaponization of our justice system, an attack on our democracy, and the result of a broken political system.
Brooklyn Democratic leader Rodney Bichelle Hermelin joined a groundswell of support.
We have her back, and we will not be silent as she is attacked for doing her job.
She says James shows integrity in the face of intimidation. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A white powder scare at the City Board of Elections yesterday afternoon. At least five workers were exposed. Emergency crews called to the Midtown office on West 33rd Street just before 3 p.m. Workers counting mail-in ballots were exposed to a substance inside an envelope. The police set up a perimeter, called in crews to investigate. Unclear right now what the powder was and if it was dangerous. No injuries reported. Four people, including three firefighters, hurt in a blaze in Brooklyn last night. Fire officials say this broke out just before 6 p.m. in a home at 71 Williams Avenue in East New York. Some firefighters fell through a floor as it collapsed. All of the injured taken to the hospital, all expected to be okay. There is no word so far on the cause of that fire.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.